Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you as King and Lord, God and Savior, Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. So, Father, this morning we come before your holy presence and we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us in the mighty name of Jesus for all sins, for being a great forgiver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. No God can compare to you, oh God. Be high and lifted up our King. Oh God, we just honor your presence this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you as Abba. We honor you as Father. We honor you as Lord and Savior. You are the King of glory. Come in, Lord God, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. Oh, we praise you today, Lord God. We honor your holy presence. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty Father. Lord, we honor you. Oh, God, we thank you that the presence of the Lord is here. We can feel it in the atmosphere. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you, Jehovah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. Oh, God, we thank you today for everything you've done, everything you're about to do. There is nobody that can compare to your greatness. So we thank you this morning. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We bless you. And we give you glory. You are the King of glory. Good morning and welcome to Bible Story Land. Today is Family Day. We're honoring families this morning. We are thanking the Almighty for what he's doing in us, because he's doing great and mighty things in all of us. We are thanking the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't even want to know. Hallelujah. The word of God says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Genesis 37, we can read the story of the family problems when Joseph was his father's favorite child and he was hated by his brothers. You know how the story goes? How Joseph had those dreams. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts everything out of us. That's not like God. So we need the word of God. Today is Saturday, June the 12th, 2021. Oh, my God. Isn't God faithful? Isn't he good? He's merciful. He's kind. He's loving. Yes, he's a forgiving God. He knows everything concerning us, his children. He knows what he's doing. God don't make no mistakes now. He's faithful. He is faithful. Yes, he's so faithful. God loves us no matter what we do. Oh, yeah, he loved the Apostle Paul, who was a murderer when he was Saul. He loved it. But guess what? He chastised those whom he loved. So look out. When you do wrong, chastise them. When you don't do wrong, chastisement comes. Peace of God. Give God glory this morning. Our Creator. Yeah, we're going to give him glory. We're going to glorify and praise him for Thanksgiving. Today, we have the greatest Creator. Yeah, he created his great creation, you and me. We're his great creation. Yeah, he loves you. Yeah, he does. He loves you so much. So I thank God this morning. We have Mother Ludell on with us, Mother Fanny on with us. They're going to be singing songs, but right now, Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky, is going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing good, doing great. The Lord woke us up, let us see a new day, doing fine, blessed, and thankful to be here today. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I'm going to sing, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to love you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to serve you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Oh, blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank the Lord for blessing us, and we just want to thank the Lord. Yeah, we give him thanks and praise, honor his holy name. We say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he is great and greatly to be praised. Well, we thank God this morning for that song, Pastor Donna Hawkins, all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. And now we have her cousin on with us, Jackie Travis, from Jacksonville, Florida, to sing for us. Hallelujah. Good morning. To sing praises unto the Lord. Good morning, Jackie. she's on there.
Hello?
Maybe. Good morning. Good morning, Mother Liddell.
Good morning. Saw the horse this morning, but I'm going to do what I promise. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While the morning teaches journey, I want Jesus just to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on it, teach us journey. I want Jesus just to hold my hand. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. While the morning teaches journey, I want Jesus to guide my feet. You walk with my mother, oh yeah, walk with me. You walk with my mother, walk with me. Rise up on this Jesus journey. You walk with my mother, walk with me. Guide my mind, Lord. Guide my mind. Guide my mind, Lord. Guide my mind. Watch the morning teach us journey. I want Jesus just to walk with me. You walk with my Father, please walk with me. You walk with my Father, please walk with me. While I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus just to walk with me. You walk with my pastor, please walk with me. You walk with my pastor, please walk with me. While the morning on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus, oh yes, just to walk with me. I saw the horse, I couldn't, I'm not clear, but I do the best I can.
You sound great, Mother Liddell. We appreciate you. Mother Liddell is on her way to be 100 years old. She's 99 plus. Oh, my God. Thank God
yes,
for doing
yes. I'm already 99. Yes, already 99.
Almost 100.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Liddell. We are, oh, my God. We need Jesus to walk with us. Yeah. Walk
yes.
with us. Talk with us. Be a lamp.
Yes.
Our pathway. Yep.
Thank
you so much.
All
we
right.
Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach. Mother Liddell is from Appling, Georgia. Near Augusta.
Yeah.
Mother Fanny, good morning.
Good morning. I ain't gonna say this, Mona. I just want y'all to pray for my son. He's in trouble, so y'all pray for him.
Amen. Yes,
I didn't listen it to everybody.
All right. Pastor Donna, can you pray for Mother Fanny's son? She's very troubled about him this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God. Beside thee, there is none other. Father, we come before we ask. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we can call on you in our time of need, knowing that you'll hear our prayers and you'll answer our prayers. We're thankful, Lord, that you care about us. Your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you, because you do care. So, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing for Mother Fanny's son. You know all about the situation, Lord, because you know everything. You know all about him because you made him. So right now, Lord, I ask that you will intervene in this situation, that you will step in and take control. Mother Fanny needs you at this time. We all need you, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask a special blessing for her son. Lord, we know this is a test that he's going through. Lord, we know that you will show up in this situation. We know that you will work it out. Lord, sometimes we go through things, not for ourselves, but sometimes it's to strengthen other people. So, Lord, no matter what it is that you want us to go through in this life, Lord, let us go through it with a strong faith, with a determination that come what may, we're going to trust you. Come what may, we're going to lean and depend on you. Come what may, Lord, we are so thankful that we can lean on you. Every now and then we need a shoulder, Lord. We thank you that you're our shoulder. Lord, you're everything that we need. So, Lord, we ask you would bless Mother Fanny right now. We ask, Lord, that you would give her the strength that she needs so that she will be able to carry on, Lord. Lord, we know that when you bring her out of this situation, when you bring her son through this situation, Mother Fanny's going to have a testimony for us, Lord, about your faithfulness, about your goodness, about your mercy, and about your grace. So, Lord, we're thanking you in advance for intervening. We're thanking you in advance for what you're going to do. We're thanking you in advance, Lord, for the glory that you will receive from this situation. So, Lord, give her peace. Give her peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Lord, we don't understand everything that's going on in our lives, Lord, but we know that you do. And we know that there's the reason, Lord, for everything that we experience. So, Lord, strengthen Mother Fanny. Hold her in the hollow of your hand, Lord, where she's safe and secure. Wrap your loving arms around her, Lord. Let her know that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, that she can call on you at any time. So, Lord, give her what she stands in need of right now. Build her up, Lord. Prop her up, Lord. Don't let her fall. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers and for answering our prayers. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Well, Jackie, you ready? All right. She may not be ready right now. We'll continue on. In the beginning,
I'm sorry, Sister D.
Was the word?
Sister G.
Huh?
Hello?
Yes?
This is Jackie. I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm trying to get my second COVID test. I thought I was going to have time to sing, but I'm trying to
all
get
right,
my second COVID test right now, okay? Pray for me.
Okay. Thank you.
I can listen, but I can't sing, okay? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We love the word of God on Bible Storyland. We thank God that he allows us to communicate with him. He allows us to hear his voice. And that's what we need in this hour. We need to hear his voice. We need to hear what he's saying. He said, how can we know except how he teaches us? So I thank God today the word is very, very powerful. The word of God. The word was in the beginning. 1 Peter 1:25 says, but the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached. Today, God's word is still powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Today, our speaker is a mighty man of God who is knowledgeable, skillful in the word. I call him the walking Bible. He knows the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. God uses him mightily. He's just 23 years young, but he's full of wisdom. He fears and he reverences God. He set an example for the believer, according to 1 Timothy 4:2. An example, he's an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. He is Prophet Michael Smith from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Prophet Michael. How are you? He's on. Prophet Michael, we can't hear you. Your phone on mute. All right, he's on, but we just can't hear. Can't hear any sound coming.
Hello.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm
good
sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you
no
doing?
No problem.
How are you
all
doing?
All right, all right. We're ready for work.
Yes, ma'am. God is so good.
Yes,
in the midst of everything we're going through, he is so good.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Let God have his way. You ready to preach this morning? Are you ready
to Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to...
All right.
Just going to read what the Lord gave me.
Amen.
Amen. Lele mandi la mandio. Roshata la manzea. So give me a moment here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. So I'm going to go to Psalms. I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 1 and verse 27. And we're going to see what the Bible says. It says, except the Lord, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And then I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 125 and verses 1. Chapters, and it reads this, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Oh, I feel this down in my soul. And then I'm going to go to Daniel. We're going to see what the Bible says. I'm going to go to Daniel. I believe it's chapter 11. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just pray for me. Give me a moment here. Mando. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. And the Bible reads as this, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people, this is what I want you to know, that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. I got one more, and that's it. Songs chapter, I believe it's, Songs chapter 20. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ayala Mansoya. Oh, y'all just bear with me on the day. Ayala la Mandia. Psalms chapter 20, verse 7. It says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And that's what I want to minister on today. We've got to put our trust in Jesus. No matter what's going on in this nation, no matter what's going on in our lives, we got to get in a place where we trust in the Lord and Him only. The Bible said that the people that do know, that has a relationship with their God, shall be strong and do exploit. That word know is simply a relationship. The Bible said that Adam knew Eve and she conceived. Isaac knew Rebecca and she conceived. The Bible said that Isaac knew Rebecca and she conceived. Abram knew Sarah and she conceived. When the angel came unto Mary, he said, thou art highly favored of the Lord, and thou shalt be with child. She said, how can this be, seeing I know not a man. I've never had a relationship with a man intimately. How can this be? That word know is nothing but an intimate relationship with Him. When you begin to know the Lord, when you begin to come one with the Lord, when you begin to get into a relationship with God, then you'll begin to trust God. We are in an hour now where people are failing to become more like Jesus. We're looking unto our jobs. We're looking unto the political realm. We're looking unto people and things in our life that is trying to counsel us on how to do this and that, but it's not according to His word. But God said, when you trust in Me, when you put your hope in Me, when you believe in Me, then I'll take you further, then I'll lead you to that place. The Bible says in Jeremiah, cursed is the man that trusteth in the man, but blessed is the man whose hope and trust is in the Lord. When you begin to trust God, when you begin to walk and follow the things that God has required you to do, you won't have to worry about what come or what nay, because you know that your hope, your trust, your foundation is in God. We got to get to a place where we're trusting in Him only, people. We got to get to a place where we're looking unto Jesus. Hebrews say, look unto Jesus. Don't look to the world. Don't look to your family. Don't look to your friends. But look unto the Lord. We are in an hour now where people are putting their hopes in everything else. They're trusting in the government for another round of stimulus check. They're trusting in their jobs for another raise. They're trusting in people to help bring them out. But God said, I am here. I am here. I am the one that you should trust in. Nothing will ever work out in your life the way you hope for it to be until you first put your trust in the Lord. Proverbs said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't give Him some of your trust. Don't give Him some of your heart, but give Him all of your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. Don't you go and get other people wisdom. Don't you go and get other people knowledge. Lean not unto your own understanding. And He will, and He shall, and He's going to direct your path. Some of you are wondering, why aren't things moving the way they should move? Why I keep going around and around and around? Why it looks like I'm never going further in life? Because you are hoping in everything else, because you are trying everything else, but you have not yet tried Jesus. You have not yet tried His word. You have not yet completely followed after Him. The Bible said, follow after the Lord. The Bible said, look unto the Lord. The Bible said, keep your mind on the Lord. The Bible said, trust in the Lord, when you put your life in Jesus' hand, when you put your life in Jesus' hand, he won't let you down. He won't fail you. He won't give up on you. The Bible say, hope in the Lord, for the Lord is our hope. For the Lord is our hope. When you put your hope in Jesus, he will direct you. He will lead you. He will take you to that blessed place. But the reason why you are not where you should be is because you are trying everything else. You are looking unto everything else. But God is saying, when you come unto me, when you come unto me, when you come unto me, then I'll lead you, then I'll guide you, and I'll get you to that place that you should be. But first you have to trust in him. And in this hour, people are looking towards those tangible things, those things that they can't see. But God is saying, that's not where I'm at. He said, I'm a God that hides myself. If you really want me, you got to search for me. If you really want me, you got to earnestly look for me, because I hide myself. I don't just show who I am. You got to really want to know me. If you want the things that I'm providing, the things that I have for you, you got to come after me. He said, come after me. He said, deny yourself. See, we are in an hour where everybody wants to be something, but they don't want to be like Jesus. They want to be this and they want to be that. But when it comes to being like Jesus, you got to humble yourself. You got to walk in humility. You got to get rid of the pride, get rid of the anger, get rid of the high mind, and you got to become lowly in spirit. The Bible said Jesus was not esteemed, neither was he honored, but he walked in lowliness of spirit. The Bible said that he even lowered himself even lower unto the angels. You got to get to a place where nothing else matters but God. And the reason why things are not working out in your life is because we are trusting, we're following, and we're looking to everything else. But we got to get back to the word. The Bible said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will forever stand. But my word will forever stand. But my word will forever stand. We got to get back to the place where our lives are in Jesus. We've stepped out of him. We've walked away from him. He said, nevertheless, I have something against you, because you left your first love. You used to fast. You used to pray. You used to seek after me, but you've walked out of me. You've turned your back on me. You've left me, and I have something against you, because you left your first love. You left the one that was there for you. You left the one that stood by your side. You left the one that told you that I'll always be there to the end of the world. You've left me, and I have an ought against you. I have something against you, and we'll wonder why we're going round and round and round, because we've walked away from the first love. But God said, if you come unto me, he said, I will come unto you, and I will reward you of those things that you once had. But we got to get back unto him. He said, come unto me and let's reason together. Let's talk this thing out. Maybe something happened in your life, the reason you left me. Maybe there was something you went through, the reason you left me. But let's reason together. Let's talk this thing out. But when you become one with the Lord, then you will trust the Lord. People say, Lord, help me to trust you. But they don't have a relationship with him. You will never trust someone you really don't know. But when you become one with the Lord, when you have that relationship with the Lord, when you have that intimate with the Lord, that alone time with him, he can tell you to go and you won't even say, Lord, how far? You'll be like Abraham. He'll say, leave your fathers, leave your kindred, leave your family, but won't tell you what to go. But because you trust in the Lord, you will just leave and believe he'll make a way. He'll tell you, go take your son down and offer him up as a sacrifice. But because you trust in the Lord, you'll take the boy down and you'll lay the wood and the knife in order, knowing that God will provide himself a sacrifice. When you trust in the Lord, you'll do what God tells you to do. When you trust in the Lord, you'll obey his word. When you trust in the Lord, you'll follow holy after him when you trust in the Lord. See, people think and trust in the Lord is only when they go through a trial, Lord, help me to trust you, or when they're going through some person in their life, Lord, help me to trust you. But no, trusting is the Lord is living holy after him. Lord, I trust you that you'll give me the power to live holy. You'll give me the anointing to live right. You'll give me the strength to overcome every temptation in life. Lord, I trust you that if your word said holiness without which no man shall see you. I trust you, Lord, that except I be holy, Lord, I can't see you. If your word says, Lord, come out from among them and be ye separate, Lord, I trust you, Lord, that I should come out, Lord. You'll give me the power to come out from the world. You give me the power to leave the world. You give me the power to walk away from the things of the world. Trust is not only when you're in a trial, but trusting is the lifestyle. I trust the Lord that whatever he says, whatever he commands, whatever he asks me to do, that if I do it, he'll make a way. If he tell me to give up everything, if he tell me to walk away from everything, he don't have to give me the blueprint of how to do it. But if he speak a word, I trust him that if I obey him, he will reward me. And that's what God is saying in this hour. We got to get back to trusting him. But the only way you can trust the Lord, you first got to have a relationship with him. You cannot trust Jesus if you don't have a personal relationship with him. I don't care how much you ask him to give you the trust. I don't care how much you pray and say, Lord, help me to trust you. You will never be able to trust him until you first become one with him. And that's what God is saying. When you become one with me, when you become one with me, when you become one with me, then you'll begin to trust me. And when you trust me, you shall be strong and you shall do exploits. You will be more than a conqueror. You'll be more than a conqueror. You wonder why you can't come over this little obstacle, that little trial. You wonder why you're still in the same thing and it's been 10 years. It's been 20 years because you have not became one with him. But the moment you become one with him, you'll be strong and you'll do exploits. And God is saying, I want to get you to a place where you'll be able to overcome everything. But first, you got to become one with him. And the way you become one with him, you got to spend time with him. No, there's even naturally, you cannot trust no one that you really don't know. And so is the natural, so is the spirit. Once you become intimate with the Lord, then you'll begin to trust him. And when you trust him, you will have the power to be strong.
Yes.
And you'll be able to do exploits.
Yes.
That's all I have for you. God bless.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Amen. All you said, that was a lot. Hallelujah. Thank God. We got to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. You know, many times we think certain things and we think this is the way things are. And then we find out, oh, my God, that's not the way things are. So we trust in God. Yep, that's the way it is. So I thank God, Prophet Michael, for that awesome word. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Don't lean to our own understanding. Turn back to Jesus because, God, he's coming soon. When he's coming, but we got to be ready. That song said, be ready when he comes. We got to be ready when he comes. I believe every spirit is saved. We thank God for salvation. He gives it to us. But there are things that we have to do once we're saved. We can't be saved alone. We got to, talk to our family members that's not saved. Talk to friends that's not saved. Talk to neighbors that's not saved. And let them know that Jesus is soon to come, and he loves them. Yep, Jesus came into all the world that the whole world might be saved through Jesus. So we got to tell them, but you know what? Backsliding is a sin. We got to move forward in God. And, a lot of times people don't know when they're backslidden. Be going to church every Sunday, be going every Wednesday, be going whenever. Backslidden. But the word of God comes to set you free. It come to tell you, oh, honey, I know you praying to me. I know you, but God will let you know. Do the switch off the you've had. You've lost your first love. We cannot lose our first love. We got to keep chasing him, and he'll let us know. Yeah. The word of God in 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sins, he's faithful our sins, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So thank God for each one of you this morning. We're going to be praying again for Mother Fanny and her son. We're going to be praying again. The word of God says effectual fervent prayers availeth much. So we're going to ask Prophet Michael to say a prayer. These are the things that I'm going to ask you to include, Prophet Michael. I need to go get ready to go to a meeting at church this morning. So we're going to ask Prophet Michael to say a prayer for Pastor Donna Hawkins, Jackie Travis, Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny.
Thank you.
We all need strength prayers, particularly for Mother Fanny's son, who's in trouble. And, of course, pray for the babies, Baby Chloe, Baby Zoe, Baby Kaiser, and Revere. So you may not remember all those names, but you know how to pray. So, Prophet Michael, we're ready for the prayer. Thank God for you.
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing in their lives, God. Father, everyone that was just named on the line, Lord, God, you know them individually, Lord. God, you know what they're going through, Lord. God, you know what they're dealing with, Lord. God, you know their personal problems, Lord. God, you know the things, God, that they cannot handle on their own. Father, you know. So, Father, we come to you right now and we ask that you work out every situation, Lord, that you work out every problem, Lord, that you work out everything that they're dealing with, Lord. Father, you said that you are the God of all flesh, and you said, is there anything too hard for me? Lord, we know there's nothing too hard for you, for you created man out of the dust of the earth, and you breathed your breath into him, Lord, and he became a living soul. But not only that, Father, your word says that you remember that we are nothing but dust. Lord, you know that we're fragile. You know that we're nothing but a tender people. You know, God, that we have feelings. You know, God, that we're going through things. And you are not such a high priest, Lord, that you cannot be felt with the feelings of our infirmity. God, everything we're going through, Eli Papan Soya, you feel it, Lord. And Father, we intercede on the day. We intercede for the mother. We intercede for the babies. We intercede for their families. And we say, touch them, Lord. We say, lay your hands on them, Lord. We say, God, strengthen them, Lord. We say, encourage them, Lord. We say, build them up, Lord. We say, anoint them, Lord. We say, break the back of the enemy of their lives, Lord. We rebuke every foul infirmity, Lord. We come against every sickness, Lord, that is unto death, Lord, and we speak life, Lord, we speak health, Lord, we speak healing, Lord, we speak a renewed mind, Lord, we speak strength, Lord, we speak prosperity, Lord, we speak the anointing, God, for the anointing shall break the yoke, Lord. We ask that you lay your hands on them, Lord, and wherever they are, Lord, touch their bodies, Lord, touch their minds, Lord, give them strength, Lord, regulate their bloodstream, Lord, regulate the heartbeat, Lord, regulate them on the inside, Lord, change them, Lord, make them new, Lord. Turn them around, break the yokes, break the curse, break the hand of the enemy, Lord. Touch their family, Lord. Touch their children, Lord. Touch them, Jesus. Speak to them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Keep them, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. We thank God for Family Day. We thank God for each of you coming on with us. We love you so much. And we look forward to hearing from you very soon. You know, God is still on the throne. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten what he promised you. His promises are yea and amen. So his Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Continue like you lost your mind. Let him